1. The threat that the low men of the vampires might kill Oi was the only thing that kept Jake from dying with the pair. There was no agonizing over the decision. Jake yelled, "Oi, to me!" with all the mental force he could muster, and Oi ran swiftly at his heel. Jake passed low men who stood mesmerized by the turtle and straight-armed a door marked employees only. From the dim orange-red glow of the restaurant, he and Oi entered a zone of brilliant white light and charred, pungent cookery. Steam billowed against his face, hot and wet. The jungle. Perhaps setting the stage for what followed. The mighty jungle. Perhaps not. His vision cleared as his pupils shrank and he saw he was in the Dixie Pig's kitchen. Not for the first time, either. Once, not too long before the coming of the wolves to Colubrin Sturgis, Jake had followed Susanna, only then she'd have been Mia, into a dream where she'd been searching some vast and deserted kitchen for food. This kitchen. Only now the place was bustling with life. A huge pig sizzled on an iron spit over an open fire, the flames leaping up through a food-caked iron grate at every drop of grease. To either side were gigantic, copper-hooded stoves upon which pots nearly as tall as Jake himself fumed. Stirring one of these was a gray-skinned creature so hideous that Jake's eyes hardly knew how to look at it. Tusks rose from either side of its gray, heavy-lipped mouth. Dew-lapped cheeks hung in great warty swags of flesh. The fact that the creature was wearing food-stained cook's whites and a puffy popcorn chef's toque somehow finished the nightmare, sealed it beneath a coat of varnish. Beyond this apparition, nearly lost in the steam, two other creatures dressed in whites were washing dishes side by side at a double sink. Both wore neckerchiefs. One was human, a boy of perhaps 17. The other appeared to be some sort of monster house cat on legs.